This is the NAB AFL Trade Radio Podcast. NAB, backing business in moments that matter.
One of the most powerful men in football. Welcome to NAB AFL Trade Radio, Paul.
Thanks for having us, Kane and Lloydie.
Well, where do we start? You choose. Oh, let's go with the good news story. I think the great news story out of this trade period is Luke Hodge is going to extend his career with the Brisbane Lions. It's a terrific story, and it's a great get and a great coup for the Lions.
Yeah, it is a great story, Kane, I think. And what a great person Luke Hodge is. And I think Brisbane's the winner. And I think Hawthorn's just handled themselves beautifully in this period too. Luke and Alistair Clarkson have spoken extensively. I've spoken to Alistair and the club, and you know, they should be applauded. And it's a bit like how many coaches that have come out of Hawthorn. I think this is another similar situation where Brisbane just probably are pinching themselves that they're going to get someone of Luke Hodge's calibre of person and go and teach their, not just their young players, but, you know, they've got pick one coming, so Luke will be a great mentor for that pick. But for their captain, Dane Beams, who we also look after, and I know he's excited to be able to pick the brains of Luke Hodge.
Is he set on what he wants to do post-football yet? Yeah, clearly a very good media performer, but can coach as well. I think it'd be a shame if he's lost to footy. Is he, you know, dead set on playing for 2 years and then he'll make his mind up? Or how do you see it?
Yeah, I think that's part of the key, that he does really enjoy the media. But I think this year with his coach, you know, his on-ground coaching of the young players down back, he really enjoyed it. He thought his time was done at Hawthorn in terms of that next year they got a lot of the players back and that he had a really good experience there. And he retired. He was done and dusted. It was his call. Hawthorn would probably have him play next year. There's no, you know, any question of he could have played at Hawthorn again as well. But he thought his time was up, and then Fags and him had a brief chat and it got him thinking, and Brisbane's the winner. And, you know, who knows? He'll do some media again next year, though, as well as some on-ground coaching. And he's keeping his options open, I think it's fair to say.
Paul, how does he get to the Brisbane Lions? So Hawthorn will have to trade. There'll be a trade.
I think so, but we haven't really got to that stage. Because he was retired, I think Hawthorn, you know, haven't even thought about that either, or Brisbane. It's a bit more complex with Brisbane with free agent, losing Rockcliffe as a free agent. They've got some academy boys. I think Graham Wright and Dom Ambrosio will sit down and talk about that. But look, there's a number of avenues.
So early doors, we heard that the Gold Coast Suns wanted to try and do something similar. Is that right, with Luke Hodge?
I don't think so. No. Unless it was just a throwaway line by Mark Evans. No, I don't think so.